Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. It's been over a year since I featured theatre pipes with other instruments, so today's show explores some of the other such tracks in my library. To open, here's Jelani Ellington playing the Wurlitzer and David Harris, the grand piano, in the Nethercutt Collection in the Sylmar suburb of Los Angeles. Mr. Sandman, a hit for the Cordettes in 1954. Jelani Ellington and David Harris on Wurlitzer and piano. Back in 2008, Jim Riggs released a CD that was intended as the first of at least two featuring a player piano and a Wurlitzer in the Little River Studio in Wichita, Kansas. Due to reasons probably related to declining health, the second CD was never released, which is a real pity considering this gorgeous duet of Glyph Friends' Hello Bluebird. Thank you. The Piano of Vincent Lopez, recorded on an Ampico reproducing piano roll with Wurlitzer accompaniment by Jim Riggs. For those not familiar with the term reproducing, that signifies that the paper roll not only carries the note information, but also the expression the player used on the piano keys and pedals, in effect a quite remarkable early jukebox. Next up is a track from a US budget LP label, Somerset, of a Georges Montalba album called Stereo Fantasy in Pipe Organ and Percussion. Now, Somerset wasn't noted for its honesty, as the liner notes about Georges were also a fantasy. The organist is actually noted Hollywood artist Bob Hunter. In 1958, Somerset's recording quality wasn't the finest either, but I've done my best to clean up and optimise Edvard Grieg's Anitra's Dance. The Pipe Organ Plus series of LPs could have been inspired by the Somerset releases, as they appeared around 1964 on the Audio Spectrum label and later reissued on Alshear. One of the releases featured Buddy Cole with the Monte Kelly Orchestra, and this track of the Carousel Waltz is from that LP, which was issued after Buddy's untimely death in 1964. Thank you. The Carousel Waltz, recorded with orchestra in a Hollywood studio and in Buddy Cole's North Hollywood home studio that contains his Willetts and Morton hybrid. In the early 1990s, Lynn Larson played in two concerts in Pasadena with a San Francisco recreation band, the Rhythm Kings, led by Jack Bethards. In January of 2000, the combination was repeated with Jack's own 13-piece orchestra and with the Wurlitzer in the Plummer Auditorium in Fullerton, California. From the CD of the concert that was subsequently released, this is Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White, which originated in France in 1951, and which was a number one hit for both Eddie Calvert in the UK and Perez Prado in the US in 1955. Over to Melbourne, Australia, and to the Wurlitzer in the Town Hall of Kingston for the next track. Singing in the Rain was recorded by City organist Scott Harrison and pianist Mark Page for a CD released in 2010. Thank you. Singing in the Rain, featuring the Wurlitzer that originated in the State Theatre Melbourne and now in the Town Hall Kingston, a suburb of that city. I'm going back to 1938 for this next selection of a song that was very topical that year, That Old Feeling, from the film Vogues of 1938. This is noted American singer Alberta Hunter, accompanied by Fats Waller, on the Compton in EMI Studio 1, Abbey Road, London, complete with sassy Fats comments.
Oh, I saw you last night and got that old feeling when you came inside. I got that old feeling by the moment that you passed by. I got a thrill, and when you caught my eye, my heart stood still, and once again I seemed to get that old yearning. Then I knew that the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling. He's still in my heart. Yes, I saw you last night, that's yes. And got that whole feeling.
You said you did.
Yes, when you came inside, I got that whole feeling. When the moment that you passed by,
I didn't pass, I stopped.
I got a thrill.
You did.
And when you caught my eye, my little heart stood still, and once again I seemed to get that old yearning. Then I knew that the spark of love was still.
Rumour has it that Fats was visiting London to record on piano for EMI, but when he saw the Compton, he insisted on cutting some sides on the instrument, as organ was his first musical love. A fortuitous discovery indeed. To finish today's show on a high note, I'm going back further still to 1930, when the Regal Cinema Marble Arch boasted a full pit orchestra under the direction of Emmanuel Starkey. Quentin McLean was the house organist on the Christie at the time, and two of the sides recorded were selections from the film Show of Shows, which featured popular songs from a variety of songwriters. Part one starts with Singing in the Bathtub and continues with The Only Song I Know and Your Love Is All That I Crave.
Thank you.
Wendy McLean and the Regal Cinema Orchestra in remarkable fidelity for 1930 and a selection from the film Show of Shows. It's time for me to start working on the next Hot Pipes, so I'll bid you farewell until that next edition. Hope you've enjoyed this Orgone Plus show and that you'll join me again soon for more great entertainment on Theatre Pipes. Until then, this is Steve Ashley signing off. Bye for now.